All right, folks, welcome back to Affirmations for Focused Calm, your daily dose of mental clarity with yours truly, Riley Hart. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly giving, but never quite getting that space to recharge? Like you're saying, yes, out of obligation instead of genuine enthusiasm? We've all been there, trust me. Today, we're diving into something super important for our mental well-being. Setting healthy boundaries. See, boundaries aren't about being selfish or a wallflower. They're like the invisible fences around your energy and time, protecting that precious space where you can recharge, be yourself, and pursue what truly matters. Think of it this way. If you don't set boundaries, life starts to feel like one big open buffet, everyone's piling their plates high, taking whatever they want, leaving you feeling depleted and wondering where your own slice of pie went. So, let's get down to brass tacks, 5 key takeaways to help you create those healthy boundaries and reclaim your mental oasis. Number 1. Recognize your limits. We all have them, folks. It's not about being perfect or a superhero. It's about knowing when you're stretched too thin, when that, yes, starts feeling more like a heavy weight. Pay attention to those signals, exhaustion, frustration, resentment, they're telling you something. Number 2. Communication is key. Don't expect people to read your mind. It's perfectly okay to politely but firmly say, no, when needed. Practice phrases like, I appreciate the offer, but I'm fully committed right now, or, I'd love to help, but that doesn't fit into my current schedule. Remember, it's not about being rude, it's about respecting your own time and energy. Thirdly, learn to delegate. You don't have to do everything yourself. Sharing the load can be a game changer, both at work and at home. Think of it like teamwork, everyone contributing their strengths for a shared goal. It takes pressure off you and allows others to grow. Number 4. Prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about actively nurturing your well-being, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, engaging in activities that bring you joy, and making time for relaxation. It's not selfish, it's essential. And lastly, number 5. Be patient with yourself. Building healthy boundaries takes time and practice. You'll stumble sometimes, but that's okay. Just pick yourself up, learn from the experience, and keep refining your approach. Remember, you deserve to feel respected, supported, and in control of your own life. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Friday night, and your phone is blowing up with invitations, a dinner party, a movie night, a surprise get-together. You're exhausted from the week. All you want is to curl up on the couch with a good book and some peace and quiet. But here's the catch. Saying, no, feels like a monumental task. You don't want to disappoint anyone, but you also know pushing yourself further will only lead to burnout. Sound familiar? Well, that's where healthy boundaries come in. Instead of trying to please everyone, take a moment to prioritize your own needs. You can politely decline the invitations, explaining that you need some downtime to recharge. Remember, saying, no, with kindness and clarity is empowering, not selfish. It sets the stage for respectful relationships where both parties feel heard and valued. So, remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about closing yourself off, it's about creating space for what truly matters, your well-being, your passions, your connections. It's a continuous journey of learning, practicing, and refining until you find that sweet spot where you feel fulfilled, energized, and ready to take on the world. Now, go out there and be intentional with your time and energy. Make choices that align with your values and nourish your soul. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your experiences, connect with others, and let's continue to build a world where mental well-being is celebrated and prioritized. Thanks for tuning in, folks. See you tomorrow for another dose of Focused Calm.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.